Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what it do, man? I'm sorry, man. Y'all just been, like, running crazy. I've been, like, bugging out. 19 minutes late. Yo, it is what it is, man. You know what I mean? Yo, we're just going to get deep into the shit. We're going to flip the shit. We're going to rewrite the shit. We're going to have fun with the shit. What better way to set it off than with Lady Luck? Target. Holla at me, 347-945-5951. Nightcrawler in the building. Let's get it popping. Let's get it cracking. Let's open this shit up real quick, real fast. Holla.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Yeah. Everybody want to be a thug nowadays. Everybody want to talk about guns and bust guns. Think. I'm going to show you how Lady Luck do her.
Automatic high stick, knowledge in the clip. Hold back, run off the head, or dump a 16 quick. Hot lyrics creates worse than any hollow tip. Murder any rapper, 99% is counterfeit. Cutie with a booty, ride the rhythm like a Uzi. But my boonies bought the toolie, shoot out like a gangster movie. Yeah, don't move me, none. You better bust back up or run. If skull crack some dull raps, I hope you bought your gun. Where I'm from, they ain't laughing. Violence not in my character. You never ever met another rapper of my caliber. Go ahead and send a challenger. Bet Lady gon' clap for her. The bitch gon' die, the bitch gon' ride with my name on her head for life. Hip hop dead, hip hop died. Blame us all for his demise. Vibes, said twice. Future rap and suicide. Must be crazy. Russian roulette, come and play me. Every battle 380 and it's never on stage.
My mom's my non, my pins for Max. My mom's my non, my pins for Max. My mom's my nun, my pins my max fit. My target, all you white niggas who started rap. My mom's my nun, my pins my max fit. My mom's my nun, my pins my max fit. My mom's my nun, my pins my max fit. My target, all you white niggas who started rap.
Freestyle like a 50 cal, knock the limb off your butt. My writings I keep closer than a toaster and a holster. AKs, SKs, rip your hair from your shoulders. Super hot as Colorado. Heart cold as Minnesota. Put enough artillery to kill every Iraqi soldier. I be rapping, locking, loading. Get ready for rock and rolling. Cause this mental block I'm holding. The reason my eagle's swollen. Got the Desert Eagle showing. B-89 rubber. Don't interrupt your interview. Damn luck be on some other shit. They scared and I'm loving it. Never know when I'm coming. Boom, blast. Take cover quick. Gonna be the one suffering. Ass resealed. What with me? Got her mother here. Now we on some other shit. Run up in the label. With our guns drawn, take the CD, drop it on the table. This space was made with cable, stop depriving the fans. Then we let the shoddy off today, comply with our demand.
My mom's my nun, my pins for flexing. My mom's my nun, my pins for flexing. My mom's my nun, my pins for flexing. My target, all you white niggas who started red. My mom's my nun, my pins for flexing. My mom's my nun, my pins for flexing. My mom's my nun.
About nothing, hun, guns, hop up that street. I love that rap. I love that. It ain't about nothing, hun.
money, I done seen that. Drama, I bring that. It ain't about nothing, her son. I fuck that street. I love that rap. It ain't about nothing, huh? Do it, for the love of the music. And trust that your girl won't abuse it. This here's a movement, and I'ma show y'all same way all day like Nike. Prove it, yeah, I gotta prove it. A-line, A-time, you know your girl guaranteed to lose it. It ain't nothing to it. I'm back to the regular, back to my business, trying to chase my stagger. It ain't nothing better. You know I got the sensation. I'm climbing the chalk game, I'm racing. Brain got me pacing. And ain't another chick coming close, or she don't know what she's facing. B, I eat that. Money, I done seen that. Drama, I bring that. It ain't about nothing, her done. I fuck that treat. I love that rap. It ain't about nothing, huh? See, I eat that. Money, I done seen that. Drama, I bring that. It ain't about nothing, huh? Son, I fuck that street. I love that rap. I does that. It ain't about nothing, huh? Now, you can see I'm all about a movement. If it ain't about a dollar, you could keep on moving. Yep, peep what I'm doing, but don't step out of line and get your career ruined with just one line. It's me, nastiest MC, in the place to be. A fully focused boy, can't you see? Now who you supposed to be? Me, I'm straight grinding, got no time. I spit what's on my mind, man. Got pure fire, what's your desire? Told you get focused and aim a little higher. Be liars, for me I bring all type of heat, and you know I say it for my ex. B, I eat that, money I done seen that, drama I bring that. It ain't about nothing, hun, done. I fuck that treat, I love that rap, I love that. It ain't about nothing, hun. B, I eat that, money I done seen that, drama I bring that. It ain't about nothing, hun, done. I fuck that treat, I love that rap, I love that. It ain't about nothing, hun.
Nothing like a Should I do the victory dance right now? Not yet. Okay, make them bow for it, right? All hell, Amazon, nigga.
Now what the hell is going on? I'm about to rule again like Caesar did her own. Now what the hell is going on? I'm about to rule again like Caesar did her own. Bring it on, 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 bring it on. I'm about to rule again like Caesar did her own. I'm about to rule again like Caesar did her own.
It's the rap. We've been getting it.
Trina.
Medication, I've been buying no crazy. Only comprehending getting money, please save me. Taking pills daily, money orders maybe. If it's issue from the post office, we can talk, baby. I spazzed out, mind real twisted. Psych meds don't work, just admit I'm gifted. How I milk the business with no college courses. How we ride horses, how we push horses. Bitch, back the line with some real crazy bitches. Swag so proper, we gon' take all your riches. Diggin' bitches die screaming pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. Surprise, 305, and I'm live. Bring them bitches out, I'ma show her how I ride. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money.
It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money.
Now when G was step through, whatever new shit crazy. Crazy pink scrubs on the neck, that's crazy. Hold up, wait a minute, turn my mic on. I'm about to preach a teacher lesson while I get my swag on. Section proof over here, we eat every year. We pop work, ballin', the champagne with Belvedere. Kids ain't talking about nothing on the other side. What about my crazy attitude, bring it homicide. Leave you open wide, we can see right through ya. Understand MGC on front line to do ya. Like we never knew ya, I'm a point, I'm a vet. I'm as good as a cat. Keepin' niggas up the chat, no sweat. Fuck the nigga, I built my own boat. I write my own check, I cop my own smoke. Name a diva that can stand up in my shadow. Get her head so off like they did a Tiffany Hallow.
It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money.
Now when the bed is in the building, nothing don't move. Don't nobody speak, I make the rules. I call the shot, I give the blues. It's amazing how I do this all in high heel shoes. My whip game crazy, swag that's crazy. Bitches got laid off, cause them bitches lazy. First rap bitch to pop off a real label. Tell me why you got horses when you don't own a stable. Bitches ain't able, I'm sweet like maple. Syrup on pancakes, he licks the whole faithful. Leave me, who else would it be? Less than me, your angel rapping MGC. Squad is intangible, I'm the commander who focus on them dollars, I ain't asking, I'm demanding you. Don't make me call a cleaning crew, make them get rid of you. Cause when this shit get crazy, ain't no telling what my niggas do.
It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money.
It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money. It ain't making sense if it ain't talking pretty money.
Crazy night. Hip rap was teen pregnancy. I have Berkeley. Y'all mother these rap chicks. Maybe right. I love Weezy. I love Jigga Man. But if I was a dude, I'd have a different plan. I would load up 116s and run up in cash money like Kuwait. Just scream. She's a murderer. She's a murderer. And she only 17, so the nerve of her. Although I spit hard bars on feminine endeavor. If you think you got what it takes, send them in. Whatever. Bob a lady, tenement. I am crazy, engine. Career in jeopardy. If you think it's a game, take 2 steps back. Then my milli go bang. I spit steam. You got a lip sing. Vanilli's your name. No need for the death threat simply because no one my age double platinum. Simply it does. So when I hear she's so hot, then why she ain't fine? I conclude your mother's a hater. For one of y'all blind. If you pop a pearl vision, your retina's gone. Please don't pop that yin yang unless.
I burn rubber all day on free. anyway, real easy vet. Why don't you come my way? You know what I'm gonna say. You fucking trash mix, shiny shoe wearing bitch, voice sounding like a chick. Never put no work in. And now I still see you in the project, hiding in them hallways like you getting paid. Bend over, fuck you in the ass like your man gay. What makes you look bad? Wouldn't even fight back and take it like a man. He's a fag. Most wanted, call him most dead. Who find it? In and out of recovery, more than Robert Downey Jr. had. Fuck, you know you not hot. How long you been in this game? The album ain't dry. Fuck, yeah, you a bum ass nigga. Whatever happens to give it to me. Fuck you, pay me, bitch, for the line I helped you with. Big duh, sleep in the house, eat our food, lie on a couch. Yeah, you up on a back nigga, on a pack nigga. Don't get mad at 42, alright nigga. You don't believe me, just ask why. I tell you no lie, that you be the truth. You begging and begging for a half a stack. Ask for it, he'll tell you about the story about that. You from Dave's ass nigga, you ain't made ass nigga. Catch me in the project, being real, nigga. Wanna be a wing, come my holler at you, girl, I got that purple. And if you wanna call the scene, I'll hurt you. Niggas wanna act, we can act. Niggas wanna scrap, I don't care. The mat, yeah. And you know my background, they call it Reggie Taliban. If you shit like that, your man's be our man, and that's real rap. Get out of line, yeah, get flat. I'll play with you, dude. I'm running this shit. Everybody get their turn, not sitting in the face, bitch. Imagine that. You getting dropped from my contract, and no, I can't do a song with you to feed your family for the courts coming to give you. Yeah, yeah. Easy, baby. Easy, baby.
Hey, yo, man, this your boy G-Duck, all the man rider, man, this chick. Hey, yo, man, I ask yourself one question, man. You got paper? Do you got paper? It's the mixtape, Paper Dolls, man. I know what it is. Shout out to C-Styles, man.
Boss chicks, stand up. Stand up.
Forever, forever, ever. I already know my hustlers ass. All my brothers feel me on this one. Where my brothers at?
My ladies.
Where my ladies at?
Rock with me right quick.
Right quick.
Especially if you know you're a writer.
True writer.
Gonna feel me on this one.
Real classic. Get me straight.
Yeah.
V, I see you never.
But you already know what it is, man.
You know, feel me on this. Know that.
He know, they know, we know, he knows.
He knows me while I ride with you, huh?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, me.
Forever, 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 feel me.
He say jump, we go how high.
And when you ready to pump,
I'm like, what side?
I was taught to cater to you my whole life.
Ain't no argument, you need it, I got it, so I've tied.
Feel me? Oh, I'm the driver when you're hustling with. Pussy feeling numb cause she holding a brick. You be like, shut the fuck up. Every time I talk, put you on my connect. Your money getting short. All I ask is you R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. And keep me fresh, that's the least you could do. After that 06 cruise had me locked down in Ionic and you ain't come through. Oh, but when I got home, work for me to do. Come up, only one up and it's you, huh? It's the man's world, I can clearly, clearly see that. So when it comes to woman, baby, let me be that.
She decided she would die for him. And she thought he would die for her. But she was just a piece, in the puzzle of the man's world. Peace,
all peace.
He didn't care, he just used the girl. All peace,
peace.
In the puzzle of the man's world. Deserve the world.
I let the men play, let me back up. Unless you put the hater to my hand,
I act up.
Baby, what you mean?
A hot cooked meal,
collard green, short ribs.
Keep your bitch.
The chick you used to sex down hard
last year.
Made you mad, hold you down, slap her down right here.
I
lie for you, do time for you. He ain't lying on the hook, I'll die for you. I honor you, take pride in you. I admire you, my life is you. Certified trainee, just to grind with you. How you gonna tame me? I gotta shine with you. From the keys in the crib to the baby mama picking them here. You beefing, bodies turning up missing. It's the man's world, I can clearly, clearly see that. So when it comes to woman, baby, let me be that.
She decided she would die for him.
all y'all fake ass rappers. I mean, studio gangsters, this is for you right here. Just listen. You did.
I done been with them bangers. I done been with them bitters. Ain't no stranger to danger. Hang with pits and gorillas. In the jungle with lions. I done rumble with bears. Plus I train with them killers. Don't you know I ain't scared? And I got my own army. It ain't nothing but niggas. Love spread, trigger man, D3 and killer. Baby girl, keep me gangsta. And I stay on my shit. So if I had balls, nigga, you be on my dick. And that's just what it is.
Never seen it before. three nasty Brooklyn chicks out of the door. Delivering you nothing but raw. To near the end, you lay stank stones, bass puffing that raw. Like, fuck that, we bust back. If anybody wanna touch that, there's enough rap. Enough money for all of us, so clutch that.
Brooklyn
representative, who want a part of it? Quiet chick, the type to get on stage and just start the shit. Hot tea or stiletto, seven jeans and gym. I'm in New York City, Yankee cap on the rim. Look, I ain't gotta talk smack, but real G's to holler back. From N-O to N-Y, verified by R Mac. Stay greedy, independently put your feet in some focus. Bitch, it's hocus pocus when you see me. MP gotta represent the fam. Act up, bitch, my motherfucking gun won't jam.
Patty cake, man. My motherfucking gun no jam. Focus, dog, and I got a plan. God damn, they can't hold me, man.
That's right, get 'em, girl.
Get 'em, girl.
Don't cross that line, but be sure exactly what you be getting, girl.
Yep.
No hoodies, just three other baddest bitches rocking the ponytail or a fresh lady. No group, no, cause we be stunting on them. Half of a conversation is war, be fronting on them. So please, boy, don't even push me, cause one false move and have your inside push. Some say that I'm a quiet monster. Now what you gonna do with the squad in Brooklyn right behind her? Yo, we get low, get low. Just thought you should know the squad in the building. And yes, we about to blow her. So take it easy and just stick to the plan. Cause when we squad up, ain't no love for your man. Cause I'm sick with the flow. Phony bitch, it's time to go. We get money, bras, it ain't hard to tell. Your girl stay with us, fitted in the fresh pair of shells. No punks, only niggas with hammers. Some stay neutral, others rock bananas.
Yep.
The angel, boy, I am so offended.
Yep.
I spit brutal bars that be ripping through your bone bristles. Pop a lot of shit cause I can. And I'm focused on getting money with my fam. And no, my motherfucking gun won't jam.
Patty cake, bakers, man. Hope my motherfucking gun won't jam. Focus, dog, and I got a plan. God damn, they can't hold it, man.
Silence! It has been brought to my attention that we have several disrespectful lords in the kingdom that do not know how to address the ladies. This is a new day. Under my rule, there will be no A-bay-bays, no A-shorties, no A-what's-up, no none of that. Anyone that fails to comply, off with their heads.
Hello, you talking to Jay. Stand straight up at attention, I got something to say. I'm tired of the ignorance, tired of neglect. Simply put, I'm sick of the lack of respect. The baby, the shorty, y'all can kill all that. I am not your jump off, I am not your hood rat. Don't be mad, and please don't hate. But I won't holler back if you can't articulate. When you grab me in the club, yes, I get outright. And my mind is altered in a totally different state. And your words and your lines are all the same. And I have to let you know that you're so lame. So upon approach, please get your mind right. Make sure you look good and you got your game tight. Because foolishness with me, it never works. You will walk away with your feelings hurt. This conversation is not gonna be pleasant. You coming at me like a motherfucking peasant. I ain't being rude, I ain't being mean. You better recognize when you talking to a queen. This conversation is not gonna be pleasant. You coming at me like a motherfucking peasant. I ain't being rude, I ain't being mean. You better recognize when you talking to a queen.
I am a black woman, the mother of the earth. Through me, all things come to you. I gave birth in the creator's love. You were connected. See, that's why I shed tears and that's why I grieve. I will wipe my eyes but continue to cry on. No one to lead us to the city of Zion. It takes a lion in order to pursue her. She is a lioness straight from the tribe Judah. This is a little something I just can't get with. How can someone like that be reduced to a shit? You can't tell me this cause I already know. You would never call your mother a sister. Sisters need to show brothers the same respect. Stop talking all loud and rolling your neck. I'm not no angel, nor do I think I'm better. This is to my people, my heart's love letter.
This conversation is not gonna be pleasant. You coming at me like a motherfucking peasant. I ain't being rude, I ain't being mean. You better recognize. recognize when you talking to a queen. This conversation is not gonna be pleasant. You coming at me like a mother peasant. I ain't being rude, I ain't being mean. You better recognize when you talking to a queen.
Hear ye, hear ye. The queen is here. It's Jay. Please make way. Please
Jay
make
period,
way.
Period, not J-A-Y.
You support entertainment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Child of the king, a daughter of the best, gladly humble myself. Y'all can call me the princess. Never brag, never boast. The greatest is he who serves the most.
Y'all, it's been like a year I've been sitting in the pen. Though I can't record, I get it in with my pen. Or either I'm on the phone, putting in my pen. 08-0485, that's my den. They call me Inmate Smith, but I'm still so rep. I'll be home in a minute, the pills all lay. Y'all ready, nurse? The Queen and Wise, Remy Ma, the BX agent, a.k.a. Forever Innocent. Y'all, seriously, I'm laughing at y'all chicks trying to see me right now. Album Punisher, coming soon.
Back on the scene, crispy with cream. I'm not the empress, the princess, I'm the queen. Yes, I'm the queen, yes, I'm the queen. Show some respect when you're talking to the queen. When niggas say bitch, they ain't talking about me. Cause I'm the queen, yep, I'm the queen. Yes, I'm the queen, yes, I'm the queen. Show some respect when you're talking to the queen. When niggas say ho, they ain't talking about me. Cause I'm the queen, yep, I'm the queen.
I'm a hustler, homie. Use a customer crony. And that shit you kick for entertainment purposes only. I don't key with broad. You're not my homie. Save it for that other chick. Cop sucker, you know me. You not for real. You think you fraudulent and you phony. You fugazi. You a carbon copy and you a clony. Ula, counterfeit, imitation, impersonation. Artificial, not original. Made from concentration. Listen, the opposite is nonfiction. You a facade, a mirage, and a constant contradiction. You a defect, a reject. You secondhand, you generic, you no frills. The other leading brand, you the teaser who sisters, husbands, cousins, connect your man. You a suckhead, you a stalker, you a stand imposter. You a shadow, you the man next to the man. You just one out of millions, not one in a million. False pretender, simulation, not genuine duplication. You a witch. You a snitch, you a glitch in the matrix. You a faggot trapped in the bottom of the closet in the basement. You a bird, you a herb, a temporary replacement. You a reproduction, you be sucking dick for a living. You a cock rider, you a pussy, you a pigeon. And I'm
back on the scene, crispy with cream. I'm not the empress, the princess, I'm the queen. Yes, I'm the queen, yes, I'm the queen. Show some respect when you talk to the queen. When niggas say bitch, they ain't talking about me. Cause I'm the queen, yep, I'm the queen. Yes, I'm the queen, yes, I'm the queen. Show some respect when you talk to the queen. When niggas say ho, they ain't talk about me. Cause I'm the queen, yep, I'm the queen.
Come catch a blood bag or a fuck boy, fuck toy. You straight humped on, you a suck off. Listen, you a derelict, you a waste and a half. You a homosexual.
Yeah, Rem, it's been a minute. Decided to write you a letter, get some shit off my chest. Dear Miss Remy Ma, Miss Thang of NY, I know you representing whether on the streets or inside. I know you in there talking shit all fancy with your New York flag, your voice all raspy. Running the house, checking bitches, and lastly, know you're on your bunk, about to roll up something grassy.
You ain't heard from me, so it gotta be reason. But for real shit, I've been fighting my own demons. I should've been flew you a kite or sent some kind of mail. But my brother fought cancer and he couldn't prevail. And these faggot label makers trying to take me to hell, putting all their effort into trying to get me to sell.
I know that it's hard, a little bit stressed out. Just wanna let you know that I'm holding you down. You're my sister, you know that I love you.
I'm a humble beast, cook my own pots, I'm my own chef, so I'm gon' eat. I know you gon' weep, but you ain't missing
nah,
shit. Same silly shit, you know these bitches ain't shit. Few chicks done came in the game, they all soundin' the same, but they safe long as they stay on their face. Anyway, they all say this rap thing is done, but with the rock in the chair, maybe your change will come. Glitter belts and tight jeans, boys wearing girl clothes. Nowadays, dudes take more of a feminine role. Talent still stealing budgets for artists. You can't pop,
nah.
Fat Joe did an album, but his shit just flopped.
I know that
damn.
It's hard, a little bit stressed out. Just wanna let you know that I'm holding you down.
Yeah.
You're my sister,
for
you
real.
Know that I love you.
Uh-huh.
Anytime you need me, I'll be around. Girl, you know we gotta keep our head up, and even though we fed up, we gotta be strong.
Uh-huh.
Just hold on,
uh-huh.
Hold
yeah.
on.
Yeah. And they say it's a movement. Shit gon' crumble. Silly niggas had the ball,
had
the ass just fumbled.
Yep.
I'm still trying to feel my stuff, feel my day and on my hustle. Whether I get it off the show or from muscle, I still spit it while I'm licking the wood of a joint of reefer.
Yep.
I'm still doing my thing, just more of an overseer. I'ma let these sissy niggas have the airway,
feel
ball and stick my tongue out like MJ. Still rock them a 2L.
Yep.
Just less fans,
yes. Less fans.
Yes. That shit got broke niggas and no more bottles in the club.
Nah,
that shit brings hate,
it brings
hate. I just work out every day and drink protein shakes. You a real bitch, don't think the world will ever forget.
We'll never forget
my business, so please don't think my heart ain't with you. I know you're preaching and you're teaching to them chicks your views while you're crunching your cheese doodles over your cup of noodles.
I know that it's hard,
uh-huh.
A little bit stressed out.
Yep.
Just wanna let you know that I'm holding you down.
You're
my sister, uh-huh. You know that I love you.
Yep.
And anytime you need me, I'll be around. Girl, you know we gotta
keep our head up, and even though we better, we gotta be strong. Just hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know what it's been like. Yeah. Lost my brother, right after that, my sister. And on top of all that, these niggas on their defense out here. Shit looks crazy. But I'm trying to get it right, though. Give me a minute.
Somebody makes it so somebody gotta spend it. I take it from the boy. brothers loud and shit. And it's getting kinda hot in this crowd and shit. So step over to the bar and let's kick that lingo. I like to mingle, honey, are you single? If I give you the okay, that means I like what I see. What's up, star? Drinks is on me. What's up, star? I like
we'll be right back.
Look here, wanna see if your pocket's poking out. in my suit. Pull up to my bumper, drop top two. Now I'm getting money when it makes me a boo. 1 + 1 = 2. I need a couple sessions to talk to you. I don't know how we get you down. Pivot out tricks and I'm messing around. I don't know how we got it. Love it, do she cried. I don't know how we did it. When it yells out, yes, you win it. I don't know what we all about. Fall through greed, run up in your mouth.
Hello? Hello? Nightcrawler.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, Paper Doll? What's good, man?
What's up, Nightcrawler? What it do, baby?
Yo, I'm just going crazy today. I came on a little bit late. You know what I'm saying? I was taking care of some business and got caught up. So I just was, like, going straight into the music and murdering it. You know, I was just getting ready to play your joint, too, that you like.
What joint?
Kill the Bitch.
Sasha?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my joint.
Yeah, you know, I told you yesterday I was going to bring it back.
I called them a little late today, too. I was running around, but, you know, I had to get in where I fit in. You know, definitely had to, you know, show some love and support like I always normally do. You know how that is. I'm, like, fucking beat down a day, but it is what it is. I'm still standing. You feel me?
For sure, for sure. So I take it everything was good then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, the system trying to kill the bitch, but, you know, it ain't going to work.
Oh, yeah, believe that. I got my war boots on. I'm getting ready to go to war with the system in a minute.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I got a bullshit lawyer that was supposed to represent me, fuck me in the ass, you know.
Oh, hey, well, welcome to the club. What's his name? Because we put him on blast. I had one of them bullshit-ass lawyers fuck me in the ass, too. His name was James Edams. I don't give a fuck. I put his name out there. I gave that nigga $1,500 bills. You know what I'm saying? And he just thought that, you know, he was going to see more of that change, eh? And, you know what I mean? I had to get the boys, you know, like, what it do, you know? So a lot of times, you know, you just got to, a lot of times we can't really, it's all about business, but we got to take it to the streets, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm fighting with the city of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? The attorney that they assigned me was Margot Robert. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how you have a lawyer that's appointed to you, and she ain't never called me. You know what I'm saying? I reached out to her a couple of times. She only returned one phone call and ain't returned shit back. You know what I'm saying? Then she wants to call me the day that, you know what I'm saying, they was going to call me about the case because, you know, I'm fighting to get my kids. That's what I'm fighting for.
I know that's right, baby. You won't get them. Trust me. Trust me, God. If nobody else, you know, if you don't believe nobody else loves you, then, you know, trust and believe. I love you and so do God. So God definitely going to make sure you get your kids back. You definitely thorough, you cool, you keep the 100+. So, I mean, you know, what more can I say? I can't say no more. God, you know, God got that. Just fall back and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad I got this music and I got certain people in my corner that's holding me up. Because, yo, me personally, I ain't used to the system shit. I don't trust the system. For me to trust the system is like trusting the KKK. And I don't like
pretty
the KKK.
Yeah,
I mean?
Pretty much. And shout out to all the single fathers out there, too. You know what I'm saying? You hear my man out here trying really, you know, trying to be a father. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of, you know how a lot of females be. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to all the single fathers. Shout out to all the fathers that's really wanting to be with their kids and wanting to do for their kids and wanting to put their time in. But, you know, a lot of sisters be acting like an asshole. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but, you know, there's one thing I'll tell you like this, man. If you got kids in the system, you know what I mean? And you a black man, and you trying to get your kids, you know what I'm saying? don't trust nobody, man, but yourself, man, and the people that's really pushing you. Because, yo, I put my trust in my family, and they fucked me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. It is what it is. You know what I mean? They brought my religion as a Rasta into questioning. So it's a lot of different things. And then they attack, you know what I'm saying, my wisdom. So it's like, yo, I'm going to war with so many different people. Me personally, you know what I'm saying, I always think the opposite way. Because I'm like this. When it comes to my kids, I'm one of the most craziest person because I look at it like this. My kids ain't a paycheck, but everybody else.
That's right. That's right. Yo, you took the words right out of my mouth, baby. On some real shit, is all about that thing. And thing means money in Vietnamese. That's all it's about. It's all about a check. You know what I'm saying? They really don't. The system don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You. They get more money for an inmate in jail than you get out on the streets.
You know
every day.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever go into the shelter system, I don't care what kind of program they put you in, if they send you out to get a job and you ain't never worked a job in your life, the only job you ever did was hustling on the corner, you're guaranteed to get the job because you're a $10,000 tax write-off. So they're going to hire you. You know what I'm saying? Once you're in the system and you're trying to get yourself together, just know that every place that you stay for free, they writing off a check on your ass. That's the trick to it. You know what I'm saying? I try to tell everybody there's two kinds of hustlers in the world. It's the black hustle and the white hustle. Black hustle, you're going to see jail. White hustle, you're not going to see jail that quick because it's paperwork. You know what I'm saying? We as minorities in the hood, we don't know about that. It's paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you remember back in the days, yo, Priority Records right now, if you go to Priority Records in California, they got bulletproof glasses and all that shit. Because back in the days, an artist ran up in that motherfucker with a ratchet. Like, yo. I need my motherfucking money. Y'all ain't promoting my shit. Them motherfuckers got nervous. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of different things that we face with out here that we got to always return, you know, say go back to that hood mentality. But if we got that paperwork, it can't fuck with us. And I always tell people, get you a Jewish lawyer. Fuck that. Get you a Jewish lawyer. Because a Jewish motherfucker only knows one thing, the money.
Money. That's right.
Period.
Nightfall, on some real shit, I wouldn't mind getting me a Jewish husband.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you're going to get you a Jewish man, make sure he's in a wheelchair and he's halfway out the door. You ain't got to do nothing with him. You know what I'm saying? You just shake him in the ass. What are you going to do? He can't do nothing. All he could do is eat it. That's about it.
Lila, and no disrespect to my brothers because I love them. I take them, you know, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, crazy. Look, black.
Nah.
Chinese is whatever. I love y'all all. As long as y'all just treat me right, it's on and popping.
But you got to understand, though, there's a lot of shortage of us black men out there because some of us is taking it in the ass. Yeah, let's keep it 100.
You know
what I'm saying? There's a lot of dudes in this industry that's running around talking that I'm a gangster, but when that door is shut, smack me, daddy, smack me.
I know a couple of those, but we ain't going to call no names because, you know, it hurts me to my heart. You feel what I'm saying? The hear the stories and see the tapes, and I'm like, Ferrodo?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you like this. All these gay dudes have started, you know what I'm saying, snatching up females after that one big dude got murdered and all that. I think it was Tommy Hilfiger or whatever his name was. He was the main
Versace.
Yeah.
Gianni.
It's a big party, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you like this too, man. On the industry, what I learned when I was coming up, man, the industry – is a gay and a lesbian run business, but they don't look at the females in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days was a lot of females getting turned out and they was taking over the game. But a lot of the gay dudes got vexed. You know what I'm saying? So they stepped their game up and tried to get rid of a lot of female artists that was doing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like Wendy Williams, but yo, when she exposed Diddy on Hot 97, they got rid of her. Everybody know Diddy walks around in Speedos. Everybody know how he get down. You know what I'm saying? Because how you go from working at a record label at the time, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. Andre Arell, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, goes both ways. You know what I'm saying? And he was running Uptown Records. How you go from the mail room in a week, you working right there in a nice position. Got to give that ass up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
On some real shit. Like, I done heard shit about Suge. I mean, shit, the nigga's supposed to be Suge one. But I tell you, one thing for sure, two things for certain, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. and I ain't sugar nobody. You feel me? Like, niggas, I done heard some crazy-ass stories. Sug put the guns in niggas' heads and, you know what I mean, take their manhood for real. You know what I mean? Tell them niggas to get on their hands and knees. But my thing is, my thing is, you know what I'm starting to think? I think it's like a power thing. You feel what I'm saying? To have another man literally get on their hands and knees, and this was supposed to be a man. But this man is so much trying to get into where he's trying to get into, that's really taking a man. That's crazy.
Yeah, you heard, because it's crazy. I was watching something on Twitter, and it fucked me up. I got to do research on it. You know, say somebody was, you know, it's a lot of names coming out now. It's a lot of names. They even got a gay rapper coming out. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck they need that for? You know what I'm saying? It's like now, that's the main thing. You got the skinny jeans going on, which I think is really whack. You know what I mean? I'm going to be honest.
Skinny jeans, they look right on certain niggas. Like, I mean, you could wear skinny jeans if you got that type of swag, whereas though, you know you ain't no, a motherfucker could look at you and tell you ain't no faggot. You just, you know, you got a couple dollars and you like how they look nice on you. You, and not only that, the bitches, 9 out of 10, a bitch picked them out for you. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the niggas that you know, that they bitches be grabbing them skinny jeans too.
But nah, you know what, we used, back in the days, in the Ron DMC days, the Levi's back in the days, yeah, Ron them used to wear them joints. But it wasn't like to the extreme where they are now. Because if you look at the skinny jeans now compared back when Levi's and Lee's was out and so forth, these ones look like real stretch pants. The joints that females wear, you know what I'm saying, when they out in the club trying to get a nigga. You know what I mean? I just look at it like, yo, they fucked up Chris Brown. On his whole album, he's wearing nothing but straight tight shit. Got on some tight pants, a tight shirt. I'm like, damn. Rihanna done fucked this nigga's whole manhood up. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Madonna.
I heard she was a virgin, but I don't believe that one, though.
If you ask me, it's a lot of things going on, too, with this whole Illuminati, and they say Jay is like the biggest runner behind it. It's a lot of secrets.
I mean, listen. On some real shit, you know, like I know, we got the Eastern Stars, we got the Mesa. See, we about to school these cats out here. It's been going on for years. You know what I'm saying? You look on the back of a dollar, that's the Masonic sign right there. Now, my thing is, that's part of the Illuminati. But when you building something, unless you ready and unless it's finished and unless you're ready to step out with it, that's when you step out with it. They've been building it so long and so, like, for centuries. Now it's like they don't give a fuck. They got a nigga. You know what I'm saying? The full front line that shit. Like, it's cool. And then you got kids coming to me. I mean, I ain't going to hold you. You got kids talking about Lucifer, the song Lucifer, play that backwards. You got kids talking about they took Rihanna new song off of YouTube already. What is it, some satanic shit? Yeah, and it's like kids is catching on too quick. And far as I'm concerned, I think that's not a real good move right now. I mean, just do you, be original. But, I mean, you know, it's just too much religion out here, and ain't nobody really trying to rock with the devil on some real shit.
Nah, that's why I'm glad the Wu coming back, you know what I'm saying? Because, yo, if you listen to the joints that Raekwon got out, man, they going back to the lessons, you know what I'm saying, the 5% teaching of the
lessons. Yes, seven is God, golly number, right?
Yep.
Or am I wrong? Yeah. See, I done studied a little bit, too, when I was up in up in Jersey, East Orange, New Jersey. Chilling with what's my man? Shouts out to Don Diesel too. Mm-hmm. D Don the governor.
Yeah, cause my the owner of the label I work with, you know, say he's a 5%er. You know what I mean? That's how I came up around all that different lessons, and me being a roster, it's like I grew up around so many different angles and different lessons I've seen and learned. And everything is right there in front of you. You know what I mean? And right now, we got to get back into that mentality of, you know, say, where we got to start uplifting. That's why I've been playing that song, The White Man's Bitch, because it was the answer to Five Star Chick. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That Yo Gotti did with Gucci Mane and that other chick, Nicki Minaj. A lot of people say I'm wrong for hating on Nicki Minaj, but I look at it like this. Nicki Minaj, to me, sold the fuck out. I don't care. The shit I heard from her when she was hungry, ain't what I'm seeing. Now she's like a Lil Wayne. Only thing is, she got titties and ass. And they push
her. Yeah, wait a minute. Was that purchase? Because you can't tell me. When I saw her from the beginning, that wasn't like looking like that.
Nah, she always been stacked like that, but she never showed it. You see what I'm saying? When I first saw Nicki Minaj, she was on the Smack DVD. You know what I'm saying? She was flipping hard lyrics. Then now she's over here sounding like a robot. And to me, it's like, yo, she's whack. She done sold out. She could have gone a lot of places and opened a lot of doors, but she sold out. And now she's like,
you know, I don't give a fuck about her personally because, you know, she came at Lil Mama. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know how I feel about that. If anybody from they can't give me the go-ahead, I'm going to bark, bite, and curse Nicki Minaj the fuck out because that's what I do. And in case she ain't her problem to solve, like I said, all Lil Mama can't got to do is just give me the word because, you know, Lil Mama is the voice of the young people. And I really want her to stay in her lane. I want Lil Mama, you know, I feel as though she don't have to come out and show what she does and what she do and what she been doing and how she got on. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel as though, you know, I feel as though the same situation when cats try to take me down, but, you know, they couldn't go nowhere. And I feel as though Nicki coming at Lil Mama, that's like Foxy coming at Oprah. What the fuck?
You know what I mean? But to me,
no comparison.
Like but look, I mean, come on, let's be real. Nicki Minaj could even hold a 16 against Lil Mama. She's not even in that bracket to even go that range. That's just like say, yo, okay, Alicia Keys wants to go at her. Come on, you know what I mean? It ain't even worth it. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. To me, I'm like,
or Alicia Keys, or that's like Alicia Keys coming at Minnie Riperton for real though.
You know. To me,
for real though.
But hey,
that won't happen. Listen. But my thing is, it won't happen. Even if rest in peace, God rest her soul. Even if Minnie Riperton was still living, and for all y'all who don't know who Minnie is, Minnie Riperton is the singer that song "Loving You" is easy because you're beautiful. She has the most beautifulest voice that has ever hit the airwaves. Period. Point blank. So like I said. Alicia is cool and everything, but you really think if Minnie Riperton was living, you really think she gonna try to disrespect her like that?
You know what I mean? It ain't
hell to the no.
That's that's like I was watching something on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? And I'm listening to Jay talk about the whole situation about her coming on stage, and he sounded like a little bitch. He was like, yo, you know, I wouldn't do that. You know, people spend money into this, but I'm like, yo, dog, you running around yelling Marcy Brooklyn. And you had a female artist from Brooklyn who was feeling your song. And she came on stage, not no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? She didn't snatch no mic. She came up there to rock with y'all and show y'all love. And what you do? You gave her a scorn look, and then you tried to do the T-Pain type joke with her. Come on, dog. And then you shook.
Truthfully,
you know what I'm saying?
Truthfully, I heard that nigga told her she was signed to the Rock Nation that same night. So... if he would have told me I was signed to Rock Nation that same night, I would have been on stage in the B-Boy stands too, like hell to the year. Nigga, what now? Like, I mean, you know, so my thing is, bullshit is, now we all know what the entertainment is. We all know this shit is built on controversy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just more money involved. So my thing is, he told her to do that. And truthfully, before I even got word that he told her to get up on stage, I already told my peoples, I bet you money bet that he told her to get up on stage. And you think not, look at Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne got Nicki. And Nicki came, and Nicki comes at Lil Mama. So what you think's gonna happen? Okay, Hov got to take her up under his wing because Hov won't look stupid. Because Hov's supposed to be the king of New York, right?
Supposedly, but he's not.
That's what I'm saying, supposedly. You heard what I said, supposedly. You feel what I'm saying? So that makes him look real stupid right now, not taking her up under his wing. On some real shit, if you ask me, I swear she not from New York. I think she from Philly. The way she be, that's all I'm going to say. And then not only that, knowing that her mom passed away, God rest, you know what I'm saying, God rest Lil Mama's soul, you know, her mother, you know, she came at her mother. Come on, man. I will bark, bite, and curl it. I will murk that bitch's career for her for real. It's not a game. You don't come at nobody's mother. And not only that, she's stealing her swag. Come on, man. I could do Nicki better than Nicki could do her. Cut it out. It's too easy.
And then you see, you know, the other thing is, too, she running this Barbie shit. You know what I'm saying? The only Barbie I know of is Billionaire Barbie, and that's my homegirl from Connecticut.
You
know
and you talking about, my chick for you that.
Yeah.
Exactly. My thing is, we got billionaire Barbies, we got papered out chicks, and my thing is, we collabed on that. So it's like, first of all, you people, I tell these chicks on some real shit, like, all right, yeah, she want to run with Barbie all she want, but if she need, you know what I mean, you can tell sis is stupid. Tell her to do her homework. You know what I'm saying? Because before that were Barbie dolls, there were paper dolls. You understand what I'm saying? They got to learn their history. But, you know, Nicki don't know shit because she's young and dumb. But I shout her out for that deal that she got that I heard, though. But I wonder how many dicks she had to suck to get that. I ain't hating. Trust me, I ain't hating. Because if the right dick come along, if the right dick come along with the right motherfucking deal, I suck it too.
But, yeah, you know what? She probably ain't even had to do all of that. You know what I mean? She probably just had to sit there and watch Wayne and Birdman tongue each other down because, you know, y'all know what goes on with that. I was looking at something that my man, you know, 40 Glock and them had put up, and they was talking about that whole Young Money shit, how it's like, yo, that's all the gay dudes in the industry pretty much, you know what I'm saying, except for Omarion that bounced. You know what I mean? They was talking about how Drake had to be signed because Drake was writing for Wayne. A lot of people don't know. The only reason why Wayne's album, that album that sold all that money, was because J. Mills wrote 98% of that album. That a Millie joint, that was J. Mills. If you listen to the whole style.
With J. Mills, is you talking about J. Mills in Philly?
Nah, the one from Harlem.
No. He's actually, you see, people think he's from, you talking about my man. You talking about, he was down with Dipset, right?
Yeah. No, was he? Nah, he wasn't down. I don't know if he was down with
Dipset. He wasn't down with the Skull Gang.
I think so, because he came out.
That's he from Philly. See, a lot of niggas don't know that he's from Philly. And he already, he already told me that he was writing for Wayne and shit. And Wayne had got on two of his joints that I heard. But my thing, these niggas is shice, man. I'm on some real shit. Tell them niggas to stop. Yo, I can't even tell niggas to stop because niggas are stupid enough to let them scoop them the fuck up, sit them on a shelf, have them writing for them, fuck them in the ass with no lubrication, and then drop them off back home.
Yep. And now Lil Wayne.
That doesn't happen to Gil. That doesn't happen to Jay. Jay Millie, like, come on, man. And Matt, like, no. That ain't happened to me. I'm Brody in my way back in. That's, you know, what's going on.
It's just like a lot of people getting screwed in this industry, man. And you know what's funny? It's like, a lot of people on the outside, they don't really understand it. You know what I mean? They don't keep up to date. And I tell people, yo, if all you got to do is buy magazines and read them. Because these artists speak the truth in the magazine because they know half their fans don't read the magazines. You see what I'm saying? Half the fans don't listen, don't go in the net and do research. You know what I mean? It's like I look at a lot of things, like the situation with Joe Budden. Everybody knew that was going to come sooner or later. If it wasn't, you know, somebody from the Wu camp that punched him in his eye, it would have been somebody else. You got to understand, in this business, a lot of people don't take certain things laid down, especially when you're talking to real gangster niggas that, you know what I'm saying, done did a lot of shit in the street. And now they trying to change
shit.
You know what I mean? To me, it's like I watched, like, I remember way back when I was watching this episode where they had the whole Rock family when they was all together, and I remember Jay was doing an interview. And he was like, shit, go get Beans. And you see Beans hopped over the banister because somebody spit on him. And I was like, yo, dude about to get fucked up. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, the dude about to get fucked up. I'm like, that's the hardest nigga in the Rock. I'm like, damn.
Listen. See, I'm going to put you on something. See, these niggas, you know what I'm saying? These niggas is like family. Niggas that done watched me grow up. Niggas that done chastised, that get to chastise my daughter. You feel what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit, Matt, I love him to death. Yeah, he will fuck something up. But don't sleep on Oskino. Oskino done took more bullets than fucking pot.
Hold on. I think it was one of them that Jay was like, yo, because I think it was either him or somebody else. that got a Jay, and Jay was like, yo, I'm not fucking with that nigga. That nigga kind of crazy. I ain't never had no conversation with, because I know it was one
man,
of the members.
Trust you me, out of all them niggas, I bet my life on that shit, though, that fucking Oskino is definitely the only one getting the check. It ain't Sparks. It ain't no Emilio Sparks. It ain't Petey Craig. It ain't all of them. It ain't none of the. Trust you me, because O is a real ass nigga. O, when that shit first hit the fan, O, when the State Prop first got together, O told this nigga, look, man, whatever y'all doing is whatever y'all doing. When y'all get things together, just hit my jack. I'm out on the block. You feel me? That's a real ass nigga. So he ain't want to be bothered unless it was some money involved. So his thing was, all right, if you going to take him for where he already making money, and you going to bullshit him with some more money, no, you can't bullshit this nigga because he already making money. You understand where I'm coming from? So Hov knew how to come with that nigga. If you peep it, that's the onlyest nigga that ain't pop off. Why? Because he ain't going to pop off with the mouth.
True.
That's all I'm going to say. Like, motherfuckers be, yeah, it's like be aware of the Broad Street bully, but motherfuckers better be scared of the quiet-ass nigga that you don't see too much.
Yep. Because to me, it's like, yo, man, it's so much changing, man. And it's like, to me, I always thought The Rock would have been the firmest company to stand still and keep doing things. Because, you know what I'm saying, I look at it like, yo, he got mad artists with mad talent. You know what I mean? But then once I heard The Rock broke apart, I was like, damn, everybody about to start leaving. And then I remember just seeing just Memph, and I just seen Beans, and I was like, all right, Beans still there. You know what I'm saying? Then when Beans came home and started talking all that shit, I was like, damn, Beans on his way out. He's leaving. He know already.
Did you get the new joint I sent over to you?
Nah, I didn't get it. I never got it. I checked my mail yesterday. I didn't see it.
I sent it over to you. Through Twitter yesterday. It was a new Beanie Siegel, and I sent it over to you Friday. I got
it
Friday.
Send it to me again. If it's the one with him and 50, I already got it situated for tomorrow.
It's that one.
I'm playing that one, and I'm playing the first one that he did, where he gave Jay, you know, like, yo, you got time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play those two, and I'm going to play Nas's Heater. And then there was a female artist. I think it was the one that used to fuck with Nas, I think. I'm not sure. But she came out with a joint a while back and dissed this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And
this
she kind of. You know, it's funny, though. Everybody that I've heard going at Jay, they always talk about this nigga eating pussy. Like, yo, that's the only thing that nigga do. I'm like,
Man. Damn.
Because, yo, but Nas to me, though, I think when Nas did Heater, that opened the door to where Jay had to jump back. Like, yo, let me go squash it with this dude real quick. Because he said some real points in there, you know what I'm saying? He said, yo, you know, I remember when you had beef and you came to my house for the burner. I don't know how the fuck you know where I live at. I ain't never told you where I live at. You know what I mean? And
some real G shit.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't understand Nas. Nas been in this game for a long time. And when Nas came out, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn niggas really wasn't fucking with a lot of Queens niggas. And Nas was fucking with a lot of Brooklyn niggas. You know what I mean? Jay only got in the game because of Jazzo. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for Jazzo, I think a lot of niggas would have been touched Jay. You know what I mean? Even Jay's own kin folks was going at him. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know Mill, you know what I'm saying, the female he dropped and disrespected, she got a brother. You know what I mean? When they did that Kings County Hospital album and all that shit, one of his nephews was on it. You know what I mean? Jay got a lot of bad history, man. And it's like a lot of people don't notice that because everybody done put him up on this plaque where he's New York. And to me, Jay is whack as fuck. Till he go up against somebody like Rakim, which he'll lose, or KRS-One, which he'll get stomped, or Buckshot Shorty, which he'll get crushed. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You try to rhyme with Biggie and couldn't even hang with Biggie. You know what I mean? Come on. And then when Pac died, you try to duplicate, you try to, you know, come on, man. He wanted
that's all it is. I mean, that's all. If you ask, man, look, I don't give a fuck about none of them niggas that ain't cutting no checks. You know what I'm saying? All I'm going to say is I just hope, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to 50 right now. Just don't, you know what I mean, let my big brother Mac down because I will come for you with them 50 shots. You know what I'm saying? And I will switch. I will switch the clip so quick you won't even be able to tell. I'm going to switch clips on you. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't want him to let my mans down, you know what I mean, my big brother Matt. So I will repeat, I will switch them clips on you. And won't need to be able to tell that I switched clips. That's how fast I do it. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? I just hope, you know, I just really hope everything. I just hope this ain't no fucking big joke. Because to me, you know what I'm saying? This shit is like, serious though? This shit is like, what the fuck? Shit is like, what is it doing? Shit is really on some real shit. This shit is really making me want to take that $500,000 deal, you know what I'm saying, with them fucking trying to rake me for my royalties. Like, goddamn. At least I'd have been out of that and been on some other shit by now.
You know what I mean? But I think like this, though. 50's not good. If anything, because 50 got a G-Unit Philly, too. You know what I'm saying? They got a cat. I can't remember his name. He's from Philly.
Mike Knox.
I think that's who it is.
That Mac was supposed to knock out, but they supposed to have squashed that or whatever. You know, I don't really know how true that is. Shout out to Mike Knox, because he definitely showed me love when I first met him. You know what I'm saying? He was all up there, even though, you know, the camera's on me, Mike, and he was all in the camera trying to steal my shine. You know what I'm saying? You're one punch. I really love y'all to death, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? He did definitely shout me out real big, you know, and possibly, you know, he was on a camera talking about, you know, possibly the first female signed to G-Unit. You know what I'm saying? G-Unit Philly. So, I mean, you know, whatever. However things go, my thing is, look, it's about a check. I'm not trying to play. I'm not trying to bullshit. I come from the streets and also, you know what I'm saying, come from a smart-ass background where I done got niggas' jobs. Shouts out to the Flip Mode Squad, too. You know what I mean? When y'all had me doing contracts and shit for y'all niggas. You know, y'all know y'all could have been paying me more, but it's all gravy, though. Because little do y'all niggas know, I never did a contract a day in my life. You know what I'm saying? But that paper was coming through. It might have been a chump change, but it definitely was coming through, and y'all definitely was getting shows done. So my thing is, you know, y'all would have paid me a little bit more, I stayed on top. You know what I mean? But, you know, I ain't want to be in behind the scenes handling everybody paperwork. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I figure I handle my own and handle my teams. And, you know what I mean? All I asked for was a track. I couldn't even get that. So, you know, I had to snip early.
So let me ask you this now. What's your first video that you're going to drop off for this album? Because I'm waiting for the video.
Actually, it's like we debating on it. I mean, my favorite right now, my favorite hands down is What You Looking At, but it's all about me, and that's the joint. Shouts out to Creezy out West California. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Blue Division, Glasses Malone, and all of them, because that's what we actually got the beat from. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne and all them niggas was fronting on the beat. They act like they couldn't do nothing with it, and we made it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? So that's the hottest joint. You know what I mean? It's getting played all over the globe, and if I can catch up with her, you know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck she out in Hollywood doing, pornos or what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? I can't catch up with this bitch for nothing. You know what I mean? She make it big off that one joint, what you looking at. Now she just all over the place. But if we can just shoot that, it'd be a go. But I've been trying to get out there, catch up with her, and it just pissed me off so bad, I done switch from her and say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? The gang sister, B-Fly, she just been holding me down. Shout out to B-Fly, too, the gang sister. You know what I'm saying? She just been holding me down real heavy, too. So, you know, I think I'm going to just do something with her and just mix out that what you're looking at. But other than that, I really like Pockets and Who Can I Trust. But Who Can I Trust is a little short. So, you know, a lot of cats is really, 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 really begging for me to do a hood vid for problem to solve. But if I do that, then I'm going to definitely have to come right back with Pockets poking out, because that's a softy. You got a hard joint and you got a softy joint. So, you know, I don't want everybody looking at me like, you know, I'm just totally a monstrous. I'm just totally bad. You feel what I'm saying? Because I got a heart too. And, you know, things that I do and things that I say is for a reason. You feel me?
So why don't you just flip it? Do Who Can I Trust? You know what I'm saying? Even though it's short. And then just go right into Pockets, you know what I'm saying? Take it from the hood, straight to the club, you know what I mean? And then flip it back with Problems, you know what I'm saying? Where you could end Pockets where, you know, somebody, you know, say, well, one of your peoples come up and they whisper something in your ear, and then you just flip right into Problems, you know what I'm saying? Where you back on the block, and you might show one of your peoples getting a handcuff behind some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Or it could be on some industry shit where you just heard some shit like, yo, somebody tried to get up one of the homegirls. Bam. And then that's three videos right there.
Oh, look, we doing some movies, too. So I definitely want you a part of that. My people just came. You know, he in the halfway house right now, so he got scripts for days, and I got over here 5 movie scripts, and one of them is just totally bananas, and it got something to do with the sooner. So that's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say is the government fuck around and give us a check. Look, all I'm going to say is the government fuck around and cut us a check not to put it out. So I definitely want you a part of that. I already know you can just be yourself. I already know you know the Dane. I already know you know what's going on, what time it is. So, you know, look, you family, I'm rocking with you, and I definitely would love for you to be a part of that.
Just let me know. It's not a problem. But look, we got 8 minutes. I want to play your joint. I want to play your joint, and then we come back, and then we just talk out the rest of the thing.
No doubt, right? No doubt. Let's go.
Now this is the original sit down panic box. Shot lizard lap paw out top now the for the bite box sash. Come with it.
Kill the bitch.
Watch it. Now tell me who said them or ackle me body them off they have a permit and a license to me. Now tell me who said them or ackle me body them off they have a permit and a license to me. Admit it. And say me moan and groan. Admit it. When them a fling on the sun, me admit it.
Kill the
me
bitch.
Have the heart to go in. Me have to holler in a bed and you know me have to scream it atty. But do not take it out. Why? Don't make the sweetness come out. It's atty.
Kill the bitch.
But do not take it out. Don't make the sweetness come out. It's atty.
Kill the bitch.
But do not take it out. Why? Don't make the sweetness come here. Why? I mean I get the body. Why? I mean I stop crying. Why? Me no mama mongoose, me a mama agony. Me no want nobody come, come in a cocky bully. Put pan shoulder, I my specialty.
Kill the bitch.
Drop soap, me know it already.
Kill the bitch.
Back shot, me know it already.
Kill the bitch.
Lizard lap, me know it already.
Kill the bitch.
Skin up her head, me know it already.
Kill the bitch.
Roast duck, me know it already.
Kill the bitch.
Any style you come with, me know it already. If I lend hand strength, me not run from it. Rockula, me not run from it. Womb turner are hard and stiff. Whether the matic or the stick shift. We not gonna let them tonight. We are gonna put up a fight. You have to dig out my try.
Kill the bitch. Kill the bitch. Kill the bitch.
You thought I was gonna run from it? I never make them hand beat me. I'm like a horse jockey. I just came on myself. Lord, now tell me who said them or ackle me body them off the upper permit and a license for me. Now tell me who said them or ackle me body them off the upper permit and a license for me. Me admit it. And say me moan and groan. Admit it. When them a fling on the stone, admit it. Me have the heart to go in. Me have the holler in a bed. You know me have to scream it. Auntie. But do not check it out. Why? Now make the sweetness come out. It's auntie. And him a kiss me from my neck. Oh, and him a kiss me from my neck. It's acting. And him a kiss me from my breast. Oh, and him a kiss me from my breast. It's acting. But him a rub down my belly. Oh, and him a rub down my belly. Oh, and him a rub me body. Oh, and him a rub me body. Now tell me who said them want to ackle me body. Them a fit up a permit and a license. Them in. Now tell me who said them want to ackle me body. Them a fit up a permit and a license.
Yeah, it's the female MC takeover. My special guest, Paper Doll, straight out of Philly. Got paper, you know what I mean? We just sitting here vibing, you know what I mean? Today I'm just light. I'm just being light, like Miller. What's good, sis?
You know, listening to good music. The Nightcrawler definitely be banging out every time he's on Blog Talk. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, we need to step it up. We got to get the satellite. Something. We got to talk to somebody. Because the shows that you just be, man, I don't know who be listening to them, but these joints be bananas.
Thank you, thank you. I'm just trying my best, man. I'm trying my best. You know what I mean? Just trying to take it to the next level, man. Because when we started this, I first got into this whole thing through my partner out west, Mike Flex. And I was getting ready to quit the game. I got tired of the music shit. I was just like, yo, fuck this. I went back to Cali, and I was like, yo, let me just raise my kids, smoke weed, work a normal job, and hustle. And that's it. I don't want to do nothing dealing with the music. Call my boy up, and I'm like, yo, what's up, Don? I'm back. He's like, are you back for good? I was like, yeah. He's like, I need you. I was like, all right, what you need me? He's like, I got this radio show. My cousin's supposed to help me host it, but he on some modeling shit. I need you to come help me. Next thing you know, we at the last BET Awards with no sponsorship. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no pass. He told him I can't do it without my cameraman. Now, the camera we had was one of the little handheld cameras. I'm sitting in the VIP room, and I'm like, damn, this is what it's like? Ain't got no money in our pocket but, like, probably about $5 each. You know what I mean? We sitting around all these people, and I'm like, damn. And then Jay, I remember seeing Jay-Z when he came up and he was speaking. I was like, damn, seemed kind of feminine. Then I seen, what's his name? What's that dude's name? Usher. When I seen Usher walked in the room switching. I said, damn, Usher, don't you know you're around people? And then my partner asked it, Elephant Man, what kind of sacrifices he made, to, you know, say, being an artist, to become an artist, what kind of sacrifices he made? Yo, Elephant Man, I tell you like this, yo, never ask him no questions. Because Elephant Man went around the whole question and still never answered it. We sat there, looked at each other. I was like, damn. Then when we got out, I seen Suge. Yo, Suge, he keeps the security around him. I try to go holler at him and give him dap. His security comes in my face. I'm like, damn, it's like that? So, you know, I tell people like this, you don't need money to get in this industry. All you got to know how to do is bullshit your way and know how to just talk it, know how to bend the lie. You know what I mean? I've been around celebrities that's supposed to have cake.
It ain't even about bending lies, because you can be rich in spirit. You can be rich in heart. You know what I'm saying? You can be rich in love. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers got guap and still don't have that. They be just as sadder than a motherfucker. You feel where I'm coming from? So, I mean, long as you just rich in spirit, is on and popping. Nobody can take, you know what I mean? Enrich in education, fuck that. Nobody can take that away from us. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it's so crazy that I tell a lot of people, you know, a lot of them young folk out there that be listening, I be telling them, you know, I be mentoring. I don't talk about a lot of things that I do, because I do what I do, but I tell them, you know, I tell them, you know, don't be like me, be better than me. You feel where I'm coming from? And not only do I do what I do, I try not to let them do what I do. I try not to let them see me do what I do. But I also tell them, you know, that education is the most deadliest weapon, mate. But people don't understand. People don't understand until it's too late. Come on, man. How the hell is somebody going to know how to put together C4, yada, yada, yada? You know what I'm saying? If they ain't get that education. Is you feeling me?
Yeah. Listen, because the clock is rolling down like it's 43. If we get cut off, I'm going to call you back directly. All right?
No doubt, baby.
So we could go ahead and talk, you know what I'm saying, off the air and all that, because, you know, this shit when it goes down and all that. Because, yeah, I tell you, we tell people, yo, if you want to, you can set up your own radio show. You know what I'm saying? There's quite a few people I've been banging their stuff that got their own. Like Miss Nana, she got her own radio show. And then...
Everybody's not like yours, though. I ain't going to hold you. I fucks with, like, a good 3 radio shows. And sometimes, I'm not even going to lie. This how thorough I am. This how much I love y'all to death. I had y'all back-to-back tying up my motherfucking phone, like, just on, clicking back and forth, like, tape it out. You know, yeah, I'm there, da-da-da-da-da. Listening in, what's going on, showing love, because it's all about showing love and you know, getting what's really in. Like, that's how much I care. You feel where I'm coming from? So, you know, not only do you play that good piss, but you also, you know, you also bring enlightenment, encouragement, wisdom, and knowledge to the table as well.
That's what we got to do. That's what I try to do, because, you know, I look at it like this. I'm not running around with $1 million. You know what I mean? I was talking to a female artist yesterday on Twitter, and I got kind of vexed because, you know, say I told her, you know, I would help you out. There's no problem. Let me know what you need. And she was like, you know, what do you want in return? It's like, yo, come on, I don't do this for, you know what I'm saying, for nothing in return. I do this because I love the sport. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love female artists that's doing real thing. If you're doing something and I see that you're trying to get somewhere and I can help you, you know what I mean? I don't charge nobody to play their joint. You know what I mean? I just bang the shit. It's just that my way of doing things is not like any other person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to bang somebody's shit because, you know what I'm saying, they the hottest nigga that's out there and they making $1 million. You know what I mean? You got to show me that, you know what I'm saying, your shit got to be really banging. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about everybody else, but, you know, I got a little small circle. My circle mainly, you know, is out of towners, and I just love y'all to death. I love y'all to death. I just, you know, I just try to keep close. You know, I just try to keep good people close. That's all. You feel where I'm coming from? Because it's not about, just like you said, it's not about, shout out to C-Style too, man. Because, you know what I'm saying, I love that nigga to death. That's my brother for real from another mother. And, it's never been about getting a check with this nigga. It's about, you know, going to church. It's about he loved God. It's about, you know, he put God first. He put his family, and I'm part of his family. So it's like whatever he can do, he just do it. It ain't even about a check. Because our thing is, you know, when it comes down to a check, we know who all getting broke off. Them same cats that was there, you know what I'm saying, when it wasn't even, they wasn't even mentioning the check. You feel where I'm coming from? And they still was supporting showing love. And also, I definitely, shouts out to international hip-hop, everybody that's listening, you know, I also want to get you a part of that. You know, far as I'm concerned, you've been a part of international hip-hop. I'm not running your division. I'm not your division supervisor, but I'm definitely the division supervisor of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's real, real huge right now. So, hands down, I want to link you up with the CEO of that. And y'all take it from there, because, like, you know, I be talking to my peoples and everything. You know, they be telling me to holler at this person or holler at that person. But, like, I tell them, like, I mean, you know, these people know me and they still don't support me. But these people don't even know me and they loving me. They love me and I'm loving them back. So this is what we need to do. And, you know, I definitely, definitely big ups to you. I really do. You might not hear me, but I do. Straight up.
Nah, I know. That's why whenever I'll be on Twitter and I see you, you know what I'm saying, do your little shot, I always make sure I salute you, you know what I mean? Even if it doesn't get you and you don't hit me right back, at least I know, you know what I'm saying, you got it. It's on the Twitter.
Yeah, because I get a lot of tweets. And you know what,
yeah.
Also, you know what's getting crazy? I'm getting so many followers. It's just that, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't need a lot of friends and I don't need a lot of followers. Just follow your dreams. Do you? You understand where I'm coming from? My thing is, I'm just happy to meet the people and come across the people that I came across, because I done came across so many people that I'm good. It's like now I got so many friends, and I ain't even got thousands of friends. I got hundreds of friends, and I ain't even got that many. And it's just that I'm getting lost because I can't even get to talk to the normal friends that I've been talking to. You understand where I'm coming from? Because I'm getting so many tweets and shit. It's like, damn, where's my real friends that I've been talking to, busting it up, that I, you know, like, my real Twitter family. Like, that shit is, it really means something to me, because I check up on, you know, like Wasi from Out 305. You know, I check up on him. He a part of International Hip Hop, too. You know, if people's having a problem, next thing you know, I ain't heard from him for, like, 2-3 days. That shit got me worried, because it got me worried. Oh, maybe it was him that was having those type problems, that he just rooted it like it wasn't him. You feel where I'm coming from? So I was panicking. Like, where my little brother at? You know, then he pops up. I'm right here. Sis, I ain't going nowhere, yada, yada, yada. You know, I appreciate you. Shit, that's how I get. You feel what I'm saying? When you family, hands down. And I'm definitely trying to have a party out there out Susie Wong's. When I have my party, you definitely on the list. You're invited. I know you know how Susie Wong's get it in. And it's going to be on and popping, hands down.
All right, listen, I'm going to call you back straight, because we already cut off from the show, so we're not even streaming. I'm going to call you directly right now.
Okay.
Unless you got something to do or you want me to call you back later. Which one?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I love you to death, and you are on my daytime minutes till 7 o'clock. Since we're off the air, I can tell you that. You know, but I love you so much, I still give you that hour. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still give them 60 minutes off my phone. You know what I mean? So, you know, and that's another thing. If you can, I wanted to tell you, if you can, you know what I'm saying, try to get that time slot where as though a lot of callers will call in when they should be free. So I wanted to talk to you about that too.
Get Damn. Shit. I was going to tell you. I was going to say, if you could get Skype-y. You know what I'm saying?
Skype-y.
It's like a phone thing that you would set up. You could make calls on it. You know what I mean? You have a set payment that you put on it. Like, if you put, like, $10 on it, it just takes off from there. Cause that's what I use. That's what I use to do my show, the host of the Skype. They take money out automatically, and bam, I just go on and use it. And it saves a lot of time.
So, like,
look,
I'm going to just get unlimited next month. I forgot to do it this month because I had a couple more court cases. You know, I'm fighting 2 court cases and got you serving with some more papers recently, so that's another court case, but thank God to beat that. You know what I'm saying? So that was 3, now it's down to 2. So I just forgot to shoot it up to unlimited, so I've been going crazy. But that's what I'm going to do. So, you know, I'm going to just basically rock out like I've been rocking out with you, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? When I check in, I'm going to check in constantly. You know what I mean? Definitely whenever I can. And sometime I'm going to definitely be calling from another number, too, because, you know, my boss man, OJ, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's top class. He be having his shit. He be with me all the time, and it be free, so. All right,
I'm going to give you my direct. You got a pen and paper, I'm going to give
you. All right, wait a minute. Hold on, mate. I'm listening.
All right, 347.
Uh-huh.
281.
Uh-huh.
5150. That's my direct. Whenever you feel like it, just call me. You don't have to call me tonight because I know that thing with the minutes. Believe that. Because right now, my cell phone is completely down. You know what I mean?
Well, it ain't about nothing. Like I said, I'm trying to get y'all just to come back. Yeah. It ain't about nothing. Like I said, we doing these movies and everything, and I see how you move. So my thing is these movies that we got popping off, my cousin just came home here in the halfway house. So all I got to do is type it up, get the publishing company, get it copywritten, and it's a go. We trying to do the trailer by January because of the music, the movement, and everything that we got. It's hands down, we can't lose. We should be able to get some millions. So, I definitely want you a part of it. Bullshit is none. I fucks with anybody that fucks with me. I got people that tell me to call in the other radio stations. They can't even get me to call in. They call me on the 3-way and had me call it with them because they know for a fact I will not dial the radio station because they don't, you know what I mean? They don't promote me, so, you know what I'm saying? How many times you want me to bust it up and you know, and get y'all, you know what I'm saying, help you get ratings and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I remember there's been times where, you know, one of, not to say no names, but a sister, you know what I'm saying, you know, we supposed to be thorough. Like, you still don't have my music. We still live in Philly. And when your radio station just popped off, I helped you pop that shit off. And you still, you feel where I'm coming from? That shit just hurts. So my thing is I'm just doing what I do. I keep doing what I do, and I just keep the people around me. I'm about positivity or negativity. If it's negative, we say fuck it. Keep it moving.
You got my email address, right?
Yeah, 12radio@gmail.com.
All right, when you get all the papers together and everything, hit me with it, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit down with the owner at 12 Rounds of Music. You know what I mean? I'm going to sit down with them, and then we can all sit down and then talk from there, and we could probably help you do the soundtrack. You know what I mean?
Okay. Another thing too. My cousin don't get out the halfway house until January, but I'm trying to get the trailer up before then. So, I mean, however, look, you already know me. I ain't about no bullshit ass niggas trying to get over on us. You know what I'm saying? Because we all trying to include you and your family. You understand what I'm saying? Your generation of family. So that's how I look at shit. So, if we can get somebody to start on the trailer, possibly go in with these white cats or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because this movie's so hot, they trying to do it for free. But I can't really, you know, make no moves until my cousin come home in January, but we at least can get the trailer started. And about the video, if you know somebody who's trying to get it in, like I got a resume that's crazy. Look, I mean, a resume that's sickening. I done did country song for Temple College, and they done showed it all over the world. And I'm talking about a country song. I've been in Murder Doll magazine twice. Artist named me front cover, 2 big ass spreads, and it's just so much more that I've done. So, I've been in Hip Hop Awards 3 years in a row. What's out the dropping of my CD yet? Any projects up at DVDs and features? And also, Paper Doll Chicks two years in a row. So, I mean, you know, I'm in, and more, not to mention, you know, now I am the division supervisor of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania International Hip Hop, and they are, yes, very much so hating on me. And it's sad because, like, I get along with everybody. I'm trying to help everybody. But, you know, I just guess niggas just don't want help. They look at me like, why am I the division supervisor? Why not them?
You know what it is? Because they lazy with their job and you more on point. That's why you have that position. See what I'm saying? Nobody gives nobody something unless they know that, yo, I know this person could do what they need to do. It's like me. My peoples, they know already, you know, say, like, yo, if we give Dredd, like, 300 tapes and tell them, yo, we need these in the club, they already know. You know what I mean? I don't go to the clubs no more. But you give me some product and you need it done, I'm in the club, period. I'm in the club. All I need to hear the DJ do is spin it, and I see the people's reaction, and I'm out. Next club. You know what I mean? That's what I do. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people take people's stuff, and they be like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to push it for you. I'm going to help you push it. And then when you talk to them on the phone, it's on some other bullshit. Yo, man, yo, I had this come up. I had this come up. I don't need excuses. You know what I'm saying? And right now, 12 rounds of music, we getting ready to bring it. You know what I mean? That's why Sunday, yeah, I did the show Sunday.
You know, I need you in with international hip hop. I'm going to try to see if I could just, all right, see, because the thing is, all right, of course, you know, people cut a check, you know what I'm saying, to be a part of it because they promote. We even got international hip hop Brazil. But you my peoples, and I do have authority, whereas though I would say, well, I will bring him in as international, like, this is the only way I would think that I would be able to sneak you in as far as not cutting the check. You understand what I'm saying? Either the bull be cool with it, that's the division supervisor over there, or other than that, I'll bring you over here as far as you don't have to cut a check. You understand where I'm coming from? But we're going all, I'm going to talk to 8 Mile, DJ 8 Mile was the original 8 Mile from the movie 8 Mile, so I'm going to talk to him and see how, you know, see what he think. And I'm quite sure, you know, I've already been talking about you, so he's one of the people that's been hearing your name floating around too, from my mouth, so he knows when it's a go. It's definitely a go. You know, I make moves, and I'm about marketing, promoting, and bringing in that change. All right,
because after December, anytime after December, I'm going to be looking to make moves because I got a baby on the way, so, you know, my little one's supposed to come over. Yeah. Got a little girl over. supposed to be December, I think, what, the 17th? I'm hoping earlier. Yeah. So, you know, right now.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Because, you know, hopefully, in a year. I mean, you know, I know we won't be rich and all, but, you know, I still got something for her. It's something that I saved from when my daughter had, from when she was, like, two. But it costed a lot of money, so that's why I still got it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I hadn't found anybody to, that I felt as though deserved it and would take care of it. So, you know, that's a blessing. And, you know, hopefully I get a chance to, you know.
And I've already told my peoples about you. I already told the VP at the label that I'm planning on going out to Philly real soon. So, you know, I will be coming out there real soon.
When? So I can be ready.
I'm waiting till after the baby. After the baby and everything. And then I work out my travel because I want to definitely come out to Philly because I know once we get this movement going with the 12-round stuff, I'm not trying to just push it just to New York. I'm trying to go everywhere. You know what I mean? That's my main goal.
Listen, how much would it cost us to get, like I said, like a part in the set of like radio? Between the niggas that I know that's doing a radio show, in between you, it's really, really, really only one nigga that's doing a radio show that I'm, like, real tight with, like you. And that's Cool V.
Okay, I know Cool V. I see.
So my thing is, I mean, bullshit is none. Y'all two can sit down, come to the tables, and I'm quite sure it ain't that much. And, you mean, get a satellite internet radio show, because when I be in the crib and motherfuckers be in the crib, like $3, they just had, you know what I mean, he just came over and, you know what I mean, I cooked for his birthday, we had the squad here, we was listening to the radio. But guess what we was listening to? The satellite radio.
Okay.
So my thing is, holler at him And I only holler at him because he's a part of International Hip Hop too. So you let him know, yes, you are papered. I'll say it is official. You're a part of International Hip Hop too. So when you see retweets, International Hip Hop, you retweet them out too. And I let them know, newest member, a part of International Hip Hop. You feel what I'm saying? Check him out at your next show. I let them know, check that out, newest member, International Hip Hop, So that's how that's going to go. But I want you, DJ 8 Mile, and Cool V to sit down and talk about the internet radio show, because I feel as though with y'all three, international hip hop is huge right now, and it's blowing me away. Only reason why I got my position is because I've been fucking with 8 Mile for like 5 years now and never seen his face at all. He loves me to death, just like C-Style loves me to death. It is what it is. You feel where I'm coming from? It's like he trusts me, I trust him, and this is before we even had any of our shit that we got. So it's basically we helped each other get what we got, so we had that type of trust. So I feel as though y'all three get together, y'all should have a satellite radio show, hands down, plus the blog talk. Like, that could be something, you know, you could promote, bam, you know, check us out on yada, 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 satellite radio. You feel me? Ain't nobody doing it yet. Nobody's doing it yet unless they huge. Y'all two could hop on it and y'all could do it. Like, on some real shit, y'all could do it.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make movements, man. Because I like blog talk, but it's like, it's a podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's really a
not
podcast.
Not only that, everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. If it costs a couple more dollars than we think it's going to cost, then cool, we will hit the streets and get sponsors. And I mean hood sponsors. You understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just like, like I'm going to tell you, like I tell 8 Mile, just let me know what we need to do. Like, because I bend over backwards for mine, which is you mine, you my people's. You know what I'm saying? So we need something done. Like, bullshit is none. You look out for me, so you think I ain't going to look out for you?
So I'm going to start looking to make some calls. I'm going to check in the Cyrus Radio because I seen, like, that's, like, the biggest thing. And they got one out here. That the main base is in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I didn't know that until I was reading the magazine and they were showing it. And it's on for America, Avenue of America. So I'm going to call them and then see what they whole thing is about and how much they charge and so forth. And then
And another thing, too, they might want to see how much ratings you getting already on your show. I don't know how many ratings you getting, but Cool V, I'm quite sure he be getting some nice ratings, too, because he be having certain people call in. But don't worry about that, because we the ones who be getting certain people calling, too. You understand where I'm coming from? So that's nothing. Like, we going to keep that coming. But if she asks, and that's why I wanted you to talk to Cool V, too, because if she asks those type of questions, y'all could already let her know that y'all partners, this is a venture, and they tally up both of the, you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, but you see, with Blog Talk, I just found out that's why I'm doing it from 5 to 7, because I used to do it from 8 to 10, and they cut my joint because they said that nobody was downloading. You see, when we do it, see, what I'm doing is I'm not doing it on the premium, where I got more open slots and more things. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing it off the free one, where I ain't paying no money for the slot. You see what I'm saying? But you have to have a certain amount of downloads, meaning every time I do a show, if somebody goes and listens to it and they download it, then it's much more. Then they want me to go to iTunes because iTunes, they have this thing for podcasting where, you know, people could listen to it. But my thing is like this. If I'm going to have to pay Blog Talk for money, I might as well be on a bigger scale. You see
that's
what I'm saying?
Listen, that's what I'm saying. And all I'm saying is if we got them same followers on Blog Talk, what makes you think that all of them, listen, you and Cool V on the radio, y'all own show, and not to mention, probably we might add a Rap Star promo too, because they are part of International Hip Hop too. Like, you mean to tell me all them same listeners is not going to tune in and follow to the Cyrus Radio? Yes, they are. So, it's a win-win situation. Just, I mean, on some real shit, it's just me. So, I'm going to do my homework, too, and see how much, you know, we need to do it because I mean, bullshit is none. Should you support me, you support me, you promote me, I support you, I promote you. You know what I'm saying? My people's Cool V, DJ 8 Mile, same too. Rap Star promo, even though he get a little smart mouth to here and there, but, you know what I mean, it is what it is. So, shit, we just need to make it happen. And my thing is, I like to do shit that before somebody else do it.
True. Because it's always good to be the first one out the gate and do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was also checking out a lot of other radio shows on Blog Talk to see, you know, how everybody else was doing their show. And it just seems like me, personally, I'm the only one that's like really don't give a fuck. I just go in. You know what I mean? I play.
I like how you do it. Because Joyce got, like, Cool V, they talk a little too much. See, that's where you coming at. Now, all right, I could tell Cool V because that's like my big brother. And I could tell you some shit because it's like, all right, you know, I mean, I'm your little sister. Just like I'm like, all right, can you turn the joint up? You feel what I'm saying? Like, how many other motherfuckers told you to do that?
Yeah.
How many other motherfuckers actually took the time out and cared enough about the show to tell you? And it might have been a couple others, but you understand where I'm coming from?
Really, honestly, you're the only one.
That's what I'm talking. Yeah, motherfuckers don't give a fuck. So how many other motherfuckers is going to tell Cool V, nigga, you talk too much. Play some more music.
And you know what? I was doing that talking for a minute, and then I said to myself, one day I was listening to Jazzy Joyce on Hot 97, I was like, yo, I do too much fucking talking, man. And that takes out of the damn music. You know, so I was like,
we can get our hype in.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
get everybody hyped, and you know what I mean? Once the listeners hyped, it's time to go back in.
Yeah, you know, because right now I did a show where I played NWA Fuck the Police, and
that's
my big
shit.
Brother and my mentor was like, yo, you better be careful because, you know, the fans kick your door in. I was like, yo, listen here, dog, I'm a straight up nigga from old school, B.
Freedom of speech.
You know what I mean?
I blasted that too. I got it right there, the original.
You know, so that's what I do. I try to make people, you know what I'm saying, feel comfortable when they listen to it. I try to go in with joints that other stations ain't touching. Because I know when the Jay-Z diss songs came out, no radio stations wanted to play them. You had to find them underground. I know that song that Beanie Siegel got out, no radio station is going to play, especially Hot 97, because that's Jay-Z's home.
No,
you know,
but
I
guess
mean,
what though? Guess what? 50,
what?
the one with him and 50,
yeah,
they're going to play it. Hov, not you. You really think Hov won't stop Jimmy Iovine's money? It's bigger than 50.
But no, that's the thing too, though. You gotta understand though, 50 right now is not fucking with Interscope. See what I'm saying? 50 right now is going by himself. He's going in hard. That's why I don't knock 50. 50's smart. See what I'm saying? If you see a situation, and everybody knows 50 can't stand Jay, you know what I mean? And there's a big difference because 50, regardless of what people want to say, hands down, that nigga still be in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that you could go to Marcy and you see Jay sitting in front of the little store eating a lot, you know, sucking on a lollipop, holding a conversation. You don't see that. You know what I mean? Because Jay separates himself. Once he got rich, he became a house nigga. Separate yourself from the hood. You know what I mean? Separate yourself from everything that you came from and replace it with wealth. And that's what he did. You see what I'm saying? Memph Bleek did the same thing. They couldn't do that to Beans. Because regardless of anything, Beans was like, yo, I'm from Philly,
Bleak
homie.
Said, I heard Bleek,
you know,
say he's tired of being up under the whole Jay shadow.
But he ain't going. He's not going to leave. Come on, man. All Jay got to do is just take him in the room, man, and just have two conversations. You know what I'm saying? There's certain people that could leave. There's certain people that can leave from Jay and do real good. And then there's certain people that can't. And Memph Bleek is one of those. If he says tomorrow, yo, fuck The Rock, I'm doing my stuff, Jay's going to crucify him. And Jay already told him, yo, Memph Bleek ain't never got to put out another record. I got him for life. He's taken care of. So you already separating your two main artists. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't listen to the words. When Jay talks, he talks like a white man, like a politician. He speaks in tongues. You just got to catch him. If you see him do an interview in New York, and then you see him do an interview overseas, and they ask him the same questions, he changes his answers. But nobody catches him. And nobody ever goes up against Jay. So right now, you know, that's where that's at. That's why I said people got to start realizing, you know, say we're getting ready to go into 2010. There's a lot of changes coming. And I already see the first changes. Female MCs.
Oh, yo. Oh, this is what I see about to happen, though. I see a lot of the old school hip hop artists is coming back. Because, listen, because you cannot tell me that Wyclef was not coming at Hov. When the streets pronounced me dead.
I got to go listen to that, too.
You didn't hear it?
Nah, I just started following them yesterday because I found
Man, they had that shit on BET and everything. Video for it and everything. DJ Khaled did the mixtape for him, and I heard his all-original beats. It's called From the Hut to the Hood to the Project. I mean, From the Hut to the Projects to the Mansion.
See, I never really, like, been a big fan of Wyclef, you know what I'm saying, after the Fugees thing fell apart. You know what I mean? But
man, he back.
But now it's like, yo, I've been watching Wyclef. He's doing a lot of stuff. You know, see, a lot of people didn't even know that DJ Khaled was in the video for, was in the movie Shockers. He was that shriveled up dude that was standing right next to Wyclef. That Wyclef said, yo, hold my son down. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't remember that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Wyclef, they didn't even want him in the movie. He didn't even really want nothing to do with it. But, you know, I give Wyclef his props because he's done so much in this game. And for him now to come back in the way he's coming, niggas can't deny him. Wyclef done took the game to a whole different level now.
Chat Safari, I don't mean, cut it short. Can I call you right back?
Yeah, just hit me on the house phone.
All right, I'll meet you on the house phone.
Yeah.
All right, babe, one.